Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. Lots of great articles and podcasts up on AmericaOutLoud.com, and we appreciate when you support independent media and share those. You know, Rob, Dr. Fauci has been boosting about how we're going to have to continue taking booster shots if you want to stay vaccinated. The way I look at it is the virus is not going away and nothing has worked. Everybody is going to get it regardless of your vaccination status. We've done the lockdowns, which didn't work. We've done mask mandates, which didn't and don't work. We have vaccine mandates in certain places, which haven't helped. At some point, the world is going to have to acknowledge that we have no ways of successfully mitigating the spread of COVID, but also understand that we have a ton of options at our disposal to help fight it off when we do get it. Things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine have not been researched or used like they should be. COVID isn't going anywhere. There'll be new variants every year, and vaccines do very little to stop the spread from what we've seen. Until the world starts treating the virus differently, this trend will continue year after year.
Andrew, I agree with you. And I want to thank all of our guests, our listeners, for tuning in tonight. And I guess we're going to start it off with talking about the booster that Dr. Frankenstaud, also known as Dr. Fauci, also known as Dr. Fraud, is now saying that everyone needs to take. Now, I am not an anti-vaxxer, as many on the left would like to think that we are, but I do treasure and appreciate the truth. And the truth is that Dr. Fraud needs to be removed from that position. He does not have the confidence of the American people. Now, I'm sure CNN, MSNBC, the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, ABC, CBS, NBC, I'm sure that they love Dr. Fauci because they enjoy the fact that he is a repressive man, that he likes to mandate things. He likes to oppress people. And I think the idea of being oppressed, they enjoy it. They get off on it. They get their rocks off on it. Oh, oppress me more. It's like a sadistic type of feeling that they get, that they welcome being oppressed. You can't do something. We're in control of you. You thought you could do it, but you can't do it. So we want you to do what we say. And if you won't do it, we're going to force you to do it. It's a sadistic mind that they have, a mindset that these guys welcome. So they're okay with entrusting everything that they know to be true to Dr. Fauci so that he could take it, put it in his bag of tricks, put it into his warped mad scientist lab, and come back out and just say whatever the heck he wants to say, as long as it's taking away your freedoms. I'm sure the booster is a lovely booster. I'm sure that it will inoculate you from so many different things. But if the booster is only good for 2 days, a week, a month, why the heck should we be boosted? Let's just be honest. We were told to get the vaccine. People got the vaccine, not one, but two doses. As soon as they saw that enough Americans had gotten the vaccine, 80%, 70%, they then decided to come back and say, okay, now you need a booster. Well, why do I need a booster? I thought that the first shot, certainly the second shot, would do the trick. And now you're telling me I need a booster? And think about this. When they came out with this booster, we had rumors and rumblings about a booster. It was before the Omicron came out. Now, when Delta came out, we were in the throes of vaccine one and vaccine two. So there was no need for a booster. But when they looked at the numbers, they said, well, I guess enough people got it. Let's do another booster. Then you had Pfizer going into their mad scientist lab. Well, let's see here. What do the numbers look like? Well, we got 70% of Americans. No, not those numbers. The bottom line, how much money? What about the stockholders? Well, let's do a quick one real quick. Let's put out a quick booster real quick. It'll help them for all of like probably about a month or so. Then while we're working, get the booster out, we'll be working on something that's more poignant, potent, that'll really stamp this thing out. So let's go with booster number one. And get Fracci on the line also. Hit that rec phone and get him on the line and talk to him and tell him this is where our numbers are. And we're not talking about the numbers of percentages of people that have taken it, but our bottom line. And tell him there might be a little something in there for him so that he can continue his gain of function or his Beagle studies, whatever he wants, just tell him. And tell him to get that out there to the American people. Get it to old Joe. Just tell Joe to do this. Joe don't know. He won't know the difference anyhow. And like clockwork, that's what happened.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. And it feels like the left and Dr. Fauci are once again moving the goalpost on COVID-19. We've seen this since the beginning. When they first came out with the COVID-19 vaccine, we were told, oh, it'll be very unlikely that you will still get COVID. Well, you look at what's going on in the world, and this is just an example. The Chicago Bulls basketball team has 12 players on its team. They're all vaccinated. Well, 9 of them are now out with COVID despite being vaccinated. Now you've got a lot of people on the left who will admit that you can still get sick with COVID with the vaccine, but they claim that it makes you not feel the symptoms as much and it protects you. It gives you some protection, but you will still catch COVID-19 and you will still spread COVID-19, which is not what Dr. Fauci and Joe Biden were saying when the vaccine first was introduced earlier this year.
Well, Andrew, as you said, eventually everyone will get COVID-19. You're not going to die if you're of a certain age. And if you're over 65, you're not in good health. If you're younger than 65 and you have an underlying condition, by all means, listen to me, by all means, get the vaccine. Because whatever it is that Dr. Fauci and company put in this deadly COVID-19, also known as China virus, that thing is not messing around with people who have an underlying condition and are of a certain age. It's knocking you out. It's taking you out. Now, you can be 70 and in good condition and probably fight back and win. You can be 70 and in okay condition and still win. But the percentages are very small. Again, Dr. Fauci, whatever they put into this virus, it's something that's serious. So you should get it. But this whole thing now with the booster, and there's probably a booster number 2, we've got to slow down because people aren't buying this. And those people who are buying it that are actually acting like sheeps. Oh, let's go this way. Let's go that way. Oh, here's my arm. Here's my kid's arm. Let's do it. They are dangerous because they won't recognize when trouble is right up on them. You can tell them anything and they will believe it. The way people are just acquiescing and not questioning what's happening. And I don't know if it's because Biden is in the White House, President Biden. No, if Trump were in the White House, I'm sure that people would be pushing back, and rightfully so. Because you're questioning. You're not just going willy-nilly and blindly and letting someone poke you in the arm. Now, I wouldn't at all be surprised if later on we find out that this virus or the vaccine that they're giving everyone was nothing but sugar water, coated with a little, you know, little antidotes here and there. But for the effectiveness of shots 1 and 2 to only last, as they're saying, all of 2 months after you got it, and now we need a booster? Or could it be that they see that, you know, we're now in the winter months, people are staying in, so the virus will start to spread, which is what happened last year. Florida wasn't affected, neither was Texas or Georgia, but the New England states, the Western states, they were, because it was cold and people were inside. And then once it plays its way out, then it goes and it hits Florida. But the Floridians did not act out, and neither did the Texans or the Georgians. So if this thing is playing out the way it seems like it is, come January, there will be more people hospitalized. There could possibly be more deaths, but not because of COVID-19. They'll probably have the virus, but the deaths are probably taking place because of some other underlying condition. And these poor individuals have been so shell-shocked and scared not to go to the hospital out of fear that if you get on a ventilator, oh, that's it. As opposed to telling them, no, the people that are here in the hospital, they are not here because of COVID-19. They were here because of other underlying conditions. They weren't taking care of themselves. We scared them. They got sick. So that's the reason why they're here. And when you get sick and you put that, combine that with fear, things just escalate. So it could possibly happen that around January and February, we will see the numbers go up, and like clockwork, Dr. Fauci will come out with doom and gloom and talking about the model. Now, you see how he has not mentioned anything about the modeling that they did last year. Oh, the model is going to tell us this, he and Dr. Birch, the model this and the model that. He should be fired. They should fire him.
Definitely. And Rob, how long do you think it'll be now that we have established that even if you're vaccinated, you can still get sick with COVID? How long do you think it'll be that they start looking into treatment options for COVID-19? I almost feels like that they are purposely not talking about ways that you could treat yourself when you get COVID-19 out of spite for President Trump. If you remember, President Trump got on a cocktail of drugs when he contracted COVID, and he said, hey, I want to make these drugs available for all the American people when they get COVID because they helped me. And of course, the media and Dr. Fauci said, oh, he's spreading misinformation. This is bad. This is bad. But eventually, if everyone's catching COVID, when are they going to start to admit that we need to start administering some treatment to these people who are sick with COVID-19?
Well, that's a good question, Andrew. And I don't think that right now, they're going to try and come up with the panacea that will keep people from getting it, or at least keep it at bay. Like with the common cold, you have Robitussin, you have Delcium, you have NyQuil. You could probably get hydrochloroquine and its compound version or its generic version, build it down or take it down so that you could put that on the market, or ivermectin. But they won't do it because right now Pfizer is making a lot of money. Moderna is making a lot of money. Johnson & Johnson. And so many other drug companies, but none beat Pfizer, who are now rushing a booster for teenagers. This makes absolutely no sense. Why won't someone say, wait, we're going to focus on how can we keep this virus at bay? Now, I heard rumors or conversations that there is possibly a nasal spray you can put in your nose, or there's a pill you could take. But we have hydrochloroquine and ivermectin. And if people stop listening to Don Lemon, we don't have to worry about Chris Cuomo anymore because he's been removed off the air. But stop listening to the likes of them, Rachel Maddow, the women on The View, the witches on The View, say that ivermectin is for horses, it's for worms, it's for dewormers. When every day people go in for radiation treatment or chemo for cancer. Radiation treatment, radiation that will kill you in certain dosages. Radiation and chemo. People have it placed in their bodies to kill off cancer cells. Who in a million years would think that we would be allowing such chemicals in our body? Think about this now. If you were to go back in time and told someone in the 1900s that we're going to use radiation to treat cancer or chemo, they would probably laugh at you. Fast forward 2021. Even the mention of ivermectin, and people, oh, you must be nuts. You're crazy. You're some right winger. Even the mention that possibly bleach, not in its purest form, but a derivative of it, could be used for the human body. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, my God. And the left enjoys talking about, well, the president told us to take bleach. And then you have people laughing at it, thinking it's a joke. Oh, ha, 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 ha. You have people on disinformation now, on Twitter and Facebook, showing bleach, people drinking the bleach. And you know what, Andrew? The people who are doing it, that are taking it, aren't conservatives or Trump supporters. They're individuals who reside on the left. They're the ones who are taking it. They're the ones that have an IQ lower than a snail. They're the ones that are taking the stuff as soon as they hear about it. And not only that, they will try to hoard it, just like they hoarded the tissue paper, toilet paper.
Yeah, absolutely. Still,
right. It's President, Trump supporters.
President Trump made that statement in passing, and the media made it their top story for a week. So if people were to hear that information about injecting bleach, it would have been more likely that they heard it watching the media than they heard it directly from President Trump himself.
Bingo, watching the media. And even now, every opportunity they get, well, you know, this president even told us to take bleach. He did not. And when I hear people make those comments on conservative news outlets, and journalists don't push back and say, wait a minute, he did not say that. Okay, he did not tell people to take it. You are misreporting it. This is disinformation. But they don't say it. They let it go and they move on. You can't do that. I don't like that, because you're supposed to challenge them. Can't say that. Why are you saying that? And that's not happening. And I don't like that, because the president didn't say it. But you have Dr. Birch and all the others saying, oh, well, yes, he did say it. He said that. No, he did not. He did not say it. So if we don't challenge these people on what they're saying, their own disinformation that they're putting out there, people will start to believe this stuff. And that's what they want. And that is the reason why they keep repeating it over and over again. That is a reason why you don't have anyone out there trying to say, no, what you're saying is wrong, because it's almost as if, no, well, we're not going to say it. This is what they think. So we're going to let them go ahead with it. But we can't do that. Why aren't people asking the question? Why did you guys tell us that if we wore the mask, we would be back to normal within a couple of months? And then you told us that if we take the vaccine, things would go back to normal. Why didn't you tell us this? Why is it that you're coming up with yet another shot, and now you want to push it on our children? Why is that? How can we believe you when you keep changing? All Dr. Fauci, Fraud, Frankenstein has to do is just to come out and say, we got it wrong when we looked at this initially. Like I said, you look at the modeling, Andrew. 2020, January and February, that's all he and Dr. Birch talk about. Well, we're going to look at the modeling, and the modeling is showing us this, and the modeling that. Well, after the first couple of sessions of talking about the modeling, we all knew that the modeling was flawed, and he knew it, but he wouldn't say it. The closest he came to saying is that, well, the modeling is only good as the data that you put inside, and the data, he always emphasized the data, and just like that, there was no more talk about the modeling, and people have moved on the same way. They were constantly talking to us about the people that have died. Oh, look at the people who have died, the people who have left us. Once this knucklehead Biden and the Harris administration came in, they stopped talking to us about the people who had died, because they realized that more people have died under his watch, Biden and Harris's watch, than President Trump. And not that it makes a difference, but if you want to start settling the score and look at who did what, then we have to look at that. And we have to point out that Biden and Harris were wrong when they said that they wouldn't take the vaccine if they came out under President Trump. But all they have to do is just say, when we said it, we were wrong. Now, we are now taking the vaccine, ensuring you that it is safe. But what they think and what they're counting on is that, well, we can just take it and people will trust us. They don't trust politicians. They don't trust you, President Biden or Kamala Harris. Simply because you're there does not mean that everything is okay. And we look around us at what you guys have done to the country thus far, basically destroyed it with hate. And now you want us to take another vaccine, a booster. Oh, let's give me your arms, but you give me the booster and you'll be okay. When will you come back and say that we need another booster? Because you're already saying that to say that you're completely vaccinated, that's not good enough. Right now is good, but you never know. We might change it. Well, come January, they'll probably change it. They say that you need another booster, a booster for the booster. We'll be boostered out, as opposed to sitting down with top scientists and doctors and saying, let's figure this thing out. Let's have a roadmap. How many vaccines? Is it every quarter? Every other quarter? What do we need to tell the American people to get their confidence? Because what we're doing right now is not working. What needs to happen? Dr. Fauci cannot go at it alone. It's not working. He's scaring people. People don't trust him. They think that he's a liar. So what needs to happen? Maybe change the face. I think that would be a good idea. Have more than one person who's out there. Because right now, he is the main person. And as Joe Biden said, maybe he's the president. Joe Biden said that, you know, I see him more than I see my wife, which we know isn't true, because half the time Joe Biden is sleeping. Or they're giving him vitamin B shots so that he can have the energy to come out and speak and talk. So what actually is happening with this vaccine? Again, we are not saying that the vaccine is bad, but we are saying that we need to stop and recalibrate. And there needs to be a dialogue, an honest dialogue with the American people as to what's happening. And it should not be anything political. It has become too political. Fauci's making it political by trying to call out Ted Cruz and say, well, what happened on Jan 6? What? Why would you even bring that up? And if we had a fair and balanced media, they would ask the question. I watch these knuckleheads when they're in the press conference with Ben Psaki. And when you have a reporter who's out there just really asking for questions, and they're just like grilling her, and she's obfuscating, she's hiding, she's going this way, that way. And they're saying, well, what about the vaccine? Why did he say this about Africa? And why did he say that he's going to ban all flights from Africa? Why was this? Could this not be perceived as being racist? Because he said it was racist with President Trump. And why was this? And why is that? And they're trying to get an answer, and she's ducking and hiding and everything else. And you see these other reporters, once they finish the question, she tries to move on, they'll go in completely left field in that, well, do you think that President Trump, that he should testify before Jan 6? I'm like, what? What does that have to do with the cover, with the question that was on the floor that was extremely serious about the vaccine?
Yeah, completely. Jan 6? They completely let her off the hook time and time again. We see that in her press briefings. I think it's been about a week since we first started talking about the Omicron variant. And so far, the last I've read, there has not been any deaths in the United States. It's hard to tell if this is going to be more fear tactics from the media or if this thing will have an effect. Obviously, we know that COVID-19 is still killing people, but this new variant we heard so much about, Joe Biden did the travel bans for, it is still undecided if it will be a needle mover and how many people pass away from this.
You're right. It will be interesting to see how many people are impacted by this Omicron, what moronic, as one of our guests said, so on G, virus, this thread, whatever you want to, strain rather, of the COVID-19. I mean, in my opinion, I think it's a common cold with a kick to it. But to sound the alarms is that it's coming and you got to shut down is ridiculous. And just notice the timing of the booster and the Omicron virus that's out. It was perfect timing for them to push a booster. Now, they found this in Africa, and the doctors there are saying, wait a minute, we should have never told you guys about it. We're just saying, hey, we found another strain of it, and we just want to alert you. But Biden immediately said, oh, travel ban on Africa. And like I said, you had that journalist, Simon Itabi, who was questioning Jen Psaki, and she just dismissed him and said, you better sit down. You don't talk to me that way. And like clockwork, the other reporters didn't do a follow-up. They didn't say anything about, but he has a fair question. That's a valid question. Why wouldn't they piggyback off of what he was saying? I don't get it. It was a valid question. She didn't have a valid answer. She knew that Biden once again had been exposed of being the lying bigot that he is. So the rest of the media, they just decided, well, we're not going to say anything. I mean, just watching them in that press briefing, they sit there like idiots. Like, we're not going to say anything. We want to be careful. Really? Andrew, it's crazy. I wish I were there because I would let her have it. No holes barred. No, I want you to answer this question right now. The American people want to know. And if my fellow journalists are worth their ink and paper and pen, they would follow up with the question also. You have all the libertards sitting on the front row, just eager to give her a softball question. Shame on you all. You are a disgrace and you're useless in your position.
You got that right. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. Of course, you can find us Monday through Friday here on iHeartRadio, America Out Loud channel at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 7 Mountain Time, and 6 in the West. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Ingram.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm excited to talk about a new product from Healthy Cell, AC11. This is a patented bioactive extract of Uncaria tomentosa from the Amazon rainforest. It supports cell DNA repair and health span. It's a dietary supplement. I'm excited to try it. Many are interested in longevity and attenuation of senescence. We know that telomere length and other biologic measures are related to senescence in clinical and preclinical studies, particularly of animal models. And I can tell you as a doctor, dietary supplements do hold the promise of attenuating repair and damage in our body due to stress, physical wear and tear, sunlight, etc. And there's a tremendous opportunity for supplements to help us in this area. And so Healthy Cell has brought a product to market for you to try as part of your health portfolio. So please go to healthycell.com and in the promotional code, list out loud for 20% off your first purchase of products from Healthy Cell. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back after dark, Rob and Andrew. Glad you could join us. If you didn't join us at the top half of the first hour, glad you could join us for the bottom half. And I want to continue along the lines of talking about the vaccine and this push by the Biden-Harris administration. And that's what they call themselves, the Biden-Harris administration, to have all these mandates. Now, Andrew, interestingly enough, speaking of the Biden-Harris administration, you hardly hear them talking about the Biden-Harris administration now. And I wonder if it's because she has been such a failure as vice president. She has failed at everything. She has been every task that she has been given. She has failed. And I don't know if you were watching the funeral services of the late Senator Bob Dole, God rest his soul, on Friday. But when they came into the cathedral, it was Vice President and her husband, the second chap, and they took their seats. And once everyone was inside, Joe Biden and Jill Biden came in. And Joe was seated right next to Kamala. And the next thing I know, he and Jill started talking, and Jill switched seats with him. Did you see that, Andrew?
I did notice that.
What was that about? Was there a smell? Was there a stench coming from Kamala and her husband, or from Joe? What was it? And the other thing...
We know there's a stench coming from Joe quite often.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's Mr. Captain Poopy Pants. And Captain Poopy Pants when he met the Pope. And then he lost his manners when he met with Camilla Parker Bowles. He, there's a bit of gassy. And apparently that gas lasted a long time. So I don't know if the same thing happened then or not. But not only that, Andrew, they switched spots. But then they didn't exchange words. It was a cold type setting. He didn't say good morning. He didn't bow. He didn't nod his head. Nothing at all. Now, I had said earlier on a couple of shows ago that Jill is yet to forgive Kamala for saying that Joe is a racist during the primaries, during the debates. She called him out and said he was a racist. That would have tanked anyone else's political career, especially coming from a woman of color. But somehow, the media managed to rehabilitate him. I think it was thanks to James Clyburn, who was successful in getting Biden elected in South Carolina. But she called him a racist, and they said that Jill was livid. But yet and still, he put her on the ticket at the request of Barack Obama, who's probably in his basement in his sweats, actually calling the shots, along with Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice, whom we haven't seen in a long time. But I just wanted to point that out to you guys. If you missed the funeral, you should go back and pull the tape, because that particular situation was definitely frosty. I mean, it was frosty. You would have gotten a frostbite had you been there. So, again, had this been Trump, the media would be all over it. Remember when he and Melania were walking, leaving Air Force One? Once they were walking to it, then they were walking from it. He reached for her hands, and they said that she swatted it away. And that was like the talk of the town. Oh, what did he do? Oh, what did he say to her? Oh, she's going to divorce him. And it kept going on and on and on. And every time look at how she was looking at it. But in a situation like this, when clearly there is some friction there because Kamala has not been performing the way she should, she has constantly failed. Kamala, who has lost four people from her staff and people that's talking about her saying that she's a mean person to work with, that she will ridicule you and will give you a mental beating. Kamala, who lost her top communications director, Simone Sanders, who told us that the Democrat Party did not need another old white man at the top. Simone Sanders, who managed to let Joe Biden swindle her into working for him with promises of being the press secretary, but then she didn't get it because a redheaded white woman got it, Jen Psaki. Now, these are stories that the media should be talking about. Now, once again, you see how masterfully I'm connecting all the dots? One by one, I'm connecting them, and I'm showing you what the liberal media does not want you to see. These 6 degrees of separation, the connections, the inner fighting within these parties, between these two. When we were told that everything was so happy and lovely, but it's not so. Don't believe the lies that they're telling. So it was a frosty event with Kamala and the second laddie on the front bench, Joe Biden and Jill Biden doing a musical chairs, because I guess he didn't want to be next to Kamala, or she didn't want to be next to him because they might start fighting. I think they should have been more concerned with there being a cat fight between Kamala and Jill, because the two obviously don't get along. But these are the stories that the media, they're hoping that you don't pay attention to. They don't want you to look at. But on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, we are going to talk about them. We are going to talk about them nonstop, because these are the stories that you should know. These are the stories that will help you start your day and end your night. All is not well with these two, but we're told that they are. Overlook it. We're not going to overlook it, just like we're not going to overlook this push to mandate the vaccine on everyone. And if you don't, you lose your job, and we don't care anything about it. Don't you believe what they're telling you, that is Trump supporters who aren't taking the vaccine? Because quiet as it's kept, you probably have more Trump supporters who have taken the vaccine than Joe Biden supporters. And as a result, Joe Biden is making certain that those supporters are fired from their jobs, because they wouldn't take the vaccine at his orders, at his request. You refuse me, I refuse you. You get fired. Really? And then you tell me that the unemployment numbers are okay. Oh, no, they're not. You just fired a whole slew of people because they didn't want to take the vaccine. You got rid of them. You don't take my vaccine, you're out of here. Get out of town. How do you like that? You don't take my vaccine, I'm going to get rid of you. I don't think so. I don't think so. And the media will not call it out. They will pretend as if they're not Biden supporters, they're Trump supporters that are being fired. Meanwhile, Biden supporters can't even get unemployment because they didn't take the vaccine. They can't even support their families during this holiday period. But of course, Biden doesn't care, he and his administration, because they don't like Christmas. Christmas, in a sense that's when Jesus was born. Christmas, in a sense, is that's when we honor the birth of our Savior. They don't care because they don't want Jesus' name mentioned. They don't want Christmas mentioned. They want Xmas. So if you don't get a chance to get your presents, we don't care. If you lose your job, we don't care. You should have taken that vaccine. But those people that are being punished are Biden supporters. But they don't care about you. You didn't take the vaccine. You didn't take the first one. You didn't take the second one. And now you don't want to take my booster? I will show you. I will fix you. Let's push down these mandates. Let's force them to take it. And then you have the mayor of New York City, soon to be ex-mayor, Bill de Blasio, in a last act of defiance, a last act of I'm still in control and you will remember me, I'm going to force this vaccine on your kids. And if they don't take it, they can't participate in after school. They can't participate in anything that we have going on inside. And they can't go to restaurants and they can't go to plays on Broadway because they don't have a vaccine card. So how you like me now? And before long, I'm going to say they can't go to school. And who does this affect? Black and brown kids. But quiet as it's kept, we're told that the Democrats, oh, they love black people. They're trying to help black people. But to me, that's a racist act because now you're keeping black and brown kids from going to school. You're keeping them from culture. You're denying them culture. Socialism. It's not socialism, but socialization. You're denying that from them. Why? Well, they didn't take the vaccine. Their parents didn't want them to take the vaccine. And let's see if we can sneak the vaccine on the kids. Really? Without telling the parents? Well, that's what they want. That's the whole idea with Biden and the infrastructure bill to make available preschool for all the kids as early as 2 or 3. They want to gain access to them. See, all of this is connecting the dots. All you have to do is stop and listen and read. They're hoping that you don't do that while they push their evil agenda. They're hoping that you don't realize that they're going to keep you, deny you your constitutional rights. They're taking it all from you. And for what? Because you will not bow the knee, bend the knee rather. You won't bend the knee to them, to their rules. It's all by design. And people are thinking, oh no, but they're helping us. They're trying to protect us. They're looking after our welfare. No, the heck they aren't. When you had the mayor of Dallas, Eric Johnson, to come out and say, that the problem that we have is the racism in the Democrat Party and the liberal media doesn't say anything about it. It's quiet as it's kept. Really? That's what you want? I don't think so. He's telling you, here's racism right here. We're not concerned with the right. We're concerned with the racism in the Democrat Party because this party has been racist from the very beginning. It was founded on racism. Born in racism, bred racism, but you're trying to tell other people that they're racist. Really? When you're not concerned about my life, my black life, you're going to take away my ability to support my family to earn an income because I don't want to take your vaccine? And then when you do it, you're not going to come back and say, hey, I'm sorry? And then you're going to deny my ability to get unemployment because I didn't want your vaccine? But yet and still, I'm supposed to love you and vote for you? Well, that's what black people do. It's groupthink. They don't think outside the box because they're too busy saying that Republicans are racist when in actuality, the person who's racist or the group that's racist that's keeping them down are the Democrats. Now, of course, they're racist in every party. There's racism all over. We'll never get rid of it. Don't fool yourselves. But don't get so caught up. And well, he looks like a racist. He sounds like a racist. When the person who is the racist is the person who cares absolutely nothing for you, and they're creating all these policies that will impact you and your family and your ability to support them. And right now, they're using the vaccine and the booster to get at you because they know better than you. This is what you need. And if you don't have that ID card, we're not going to let you in. Oh, I got to have an ID card to get into a restaurant. But you want me to vote and I don't need one. Again, me connecting the dots so masterfully. That's all I'm doing. But you got people who see it and refuse to accept it. You have people who's like, wait, this doesn't make any sense. I don't need an ID for this. but I need an ID for this over here for something that is so innocuous that's not going to hurt me. But I got to have an ID to go to work, to eat at a restaurant, for my kids to participate and socialize in activities that kids would normally participate in. I've got to get an ID. And then you're going to penalize them and say, you can't do it because your mommy and your daddy don't want you to get that vaccine. So you be mad at your mommy and your daddy. That's in essence what they're saying, Andrew. Kids, be mad at mom and dad because your mom and dad, they're so stupid. They won't listen to us and they won't take our vaccine. So because of your mom and your dad, you can't participate in any of the holiday festivities. And notice, this is right up on the holiday period when people get together, seeing and merriment, seeing Christmas carols, but they don't care because they don't want to hear that, Andrew. De Blasio, our mayor here in New York City, he's like the Grinch. He doesn't want to hear Christmas carols. He wants to hear songs of, oh, communism, oh, communism, oh, socialism. He wants to hear that. He doesn't want to hear Silent Night, oh, Holy Night. We wish you a Merry Christmas. It's more so we wish you a communism. This is de Blasio, depriving our children of Christmas festivities during the holiday season. What a cruel, evil move by him. Why couldn't he wait until January? Well, because he knew the new mayor was coming in then. And again, he wants to show you that he's in control. So this is my last act of defiance. I'm going to show you who the boss is. So your kids can't participate. They won't be able to sit down in holiday lunches because you didn't get them vaccines. So kids, be mad at your mom and your dad. They're worthless pieces of crap. We don't care about them. Again, using the kids to get to you, the adults, the parents, and people won't push back. They won't say anything. They just take it up the bum bum. Really, we're the adults. We're the ones who are supposed to be the advocates for our children. I have a son. He's not taking the vaccine. He's not taking the booster. I'm going to hold out for as long as I can because it makes absolutely no sense. Why? If he gets it, he'll be fine. Yes, I know that there are some kids that they say have died, but how many kids? Kids are dying every day of cancer. And not only that, Andrew, in the Black neighborhoods, kids are dying on a weekly basis because of a gunshot wound to the head or some other body part. And I don't see anyone saying, where was their ID? Who had the gun? Why did they do this? The media just walks on over it and say absolutely nothing. And you know why? Because that Black child's life did not matter. Because that Black child made the mistake, unfortunately, of not being killed at the hands of a white man. So because of that, your luck, your loss, we don't care. Bury the kid and let's move on. And by the way, did he get the vaccine? Oh, he didn't. Okay, next. We don't care. This is in essence what they're saying. So you might say, oh, you're speaking, you're blowing smoke up our butts. Yeah, I am. But you know what? It's real smoke. And what I'm saying is actually happening. And we need to wake up and start pushing back. Because as I've said before on so many other shows, this will not end well at all. All the more reason we cannot give up our rights to own guns, to bear arms. Because if we were to do that, the criminals on the streets that are going crazy would surely take us over. And I wonder if anyone is asking them, oh, did you get the vaccine? Well, we know that they're not concerned about the people coming over crossing the border. Oh, they could care less about them getting the vaccine. They're too busy for that. They are too busy trying to relocate and find out where they can go and vote. They don't have time to stop for a silly vaccine. That's too much of their time. Are you serious? Come on now. They don't get the please. You Americans need to take the vaccine. If you don't, you lose your job. They will take your jobs. We'll work your jobs illegally. But don't come at me with some vaccine. I don't got time for that. Huh, please. I don't need that vaccine. But the Americans who pay taxes, you better take that vaccine and you better not question me. This is where we are. This is America. People forced to do things that they shouldn't have to do. But if you're an illegal, well, you don't have to worry about it. You can participate in everything you want to. You can break the laws. Oh, break the laws. Oh, don't even worry about it. You can steal. You can rob. Oh, please have a field day. It's all yours. We don't care about that. But you Americans, you better listen to what we say. So now that we got the first and the second vaccine, hey, you better get over here and take this booster. And don't you dare say anything contrary about it, especially not on social media, because we will shut you down for disinformation. Never mind the fact that Joe and Kamala Harris went on social media downing the vaccine. Oh, be careful. And so many other people, Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid, oh, the vaccine won't be available for 5 years. Oh, Trump is just talking. Disinformation still out there in the public square on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Why hasn't that disinformation been removed about the vaccine? Why haven't they put a tag on it or flagged it and say, well, you should read this about COVID-19? Why haven't they done any of that? When these people came out telling us that we'll have a vaccine within 5 days, and some of them were doctors and scientists, even Dr. Fauci himself, because he was hoping to create doubt with things that Trump was saying, the same way they were so successful in creating doubt about the other monoclonal drugs that would help this, ivermectin, hydrochloroquine, remdesivir. Oh, don't use that. Please don't mention that. We don't want to hear that. Because if you mention that, people start asking too many questions, and then Pfizer can't get their money. And we know that Mr. Pfizer called Dr. Fauci and told Dr. Fauci, you call Biden and tell Biden he better read this script. What gives? What gives here? When you look at all this, it just doesn't add up. And we as Americans should be able to ask the question without fear of reprisal. Now, social media will do whatever social media wants to do, because social media is a cesspool of disinformation, misinformation, although they want to say that they're the gospel. Twitter is no more a purveyor of truth than a porn star has her virginity. Let's just be honest here. I mean, I'm serious, Andrew. Let's just be honest. I mean, Twitter thinks, I mean, and people treat Twitter as if they're like the God-given truth, and you get all this information. Oh, as opposed to going to DuckDuckGo to research it, people, let me go see what they're saying on Twitter. Let me see what they're pontificating, because Twitter is the gospel. You have nothing but a bunch of screwballs on Twitter pontificating their own personal beliefs. And we have many of them who claim to be journalists. And because they know they have a following, because they know that they can reach a larger audience and make people think that they're listening to them, people will follow and people will tune in. So whatever they say about the vaccine, be it false, people will listen. But we have to be careful, and we have to question every little action that they're taking, because we don't know if these individuals are a Jim Jones who, like in the 80s, 70s, killed those people in Guyana drinking Kool-Aid. We don't know. I'm not saying that's what the vaccine is, but we don't know, because they're forcing it on us, and that is scary. We have to ask, and we have to be careful, because our elected officials are politicians who are in it for themselves. They have managed to make everything political. And with this vaccine, they have succeeded. One vaccine, two vaccine, now a booster. There is a fourth booster on the way. And we can ask them why, when does it stop? Can we get a timetable? Because if we do, we will be deemed as being purveyors of misinformation. And they will shut you down and could possibly end your career or your livelihood. They will end your livelihood if you don't take it. And they will try to end your livelihood if you ask a basic question and they don't care. Andrew, it's a dangerous world out there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. And we've got a great tip for our listeners who are looking for a holiday gift for themselves or a loved one. How about going on over to healthycell.com? If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. They come in a tasty gel pack. You can just drink it right out of the gel pack. You can put it in a water or even mix it with a smoothie. We highly recommend you head on over to healthycell.com and check that out. And you can save 20% off your first order with the code OUTLOUD. Thank you all for joining us once again tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who's got a new look website, who celebrated its fifth anniversary just this year. It's got a drop-down menu for shows. You can pull up all the shows on the network. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.